Welcome back, everybody. CRN Digital Talk Radio. Joining us on the line, we happen to have Carolyn Flynn, author of The Complete Idiot's Guide to Mindfulness. And let's welcome on into the program, Carolyn Flynn. Hey, Carolyn, how you doing?
Good morning.
Good morning to you, too.
Thanks for having me on.
Well, thank you for joining us. Tell us a bit about The Complete Idiot's Guide to Mindfulness. First, give us a little bit of an example of what is mindfulness.
Well, don't you just love the title, Complete Idiots? My take on it is that you have to be a complete idiot not to do it, because the more I integrate mindfulness into my everyday life, I realize there's so many benefits. But basically what it is a practice for living in the moment. And you don't have to be a meditator to do it. Well, one thing that I wanted to do with my co-author, Anne Enan, who is a psychologist who lives in Seattle, Washington, one thing we wanted to do was bring it right down into people's everyday lives. And it's such a simple technique for bringing yourself back into the present moment and just recognizing what is here in the experience that you're having right now. It's a way of bearing witness to your life and beginning, I think, to taste your life more fully.
You know, I've often heard that one of the most attractive characteristics that a man can have towards a woman is that living in the moment, actually being there in all senses. Is that, in a sense, what you're describing?
I think so. I think anybody who is right there in the moment is, of course, fully alive. And that is one of the most attractive features of all. I think it's a wonderful technique because it saves you money. Just think about all the money we spend to reduce stress in our lives, and think about all the money we spend to seek pleasure in our lives. And mindfulness is free. Coming back into the moment that's right here, right now, is totally free. And I do believe it saves you time because it adds years to your life. There's so many health benefits to mindfulness. The research just keeps pouring in every day, but it helps us with chronic pain, insomnia, anxiety, depression, high blood pressure, anything stress-related, because at its heart, what mindfulness is a stress buster. It interrupts that fight-or-flight response that sort of floods our bodies with stress.
Well, what a great tool, again, coping with the various issues that we confront on a day-to-day basis, if we could use mindfulness to, again, try to either to have a soothing effect or a calming effect on some of this force that we deal with, that we certainly are better off. Is mindfulness something that, again, that most people can find of value and use? Are people dealing with these issues on a day-to-day basis more than we think?
I think they are. One of the things that we really wanted to focus on in the book was on mindful driving. And again, you know, it's wonderful to build a foundation for this by doing meditation as a practice and sitting and meditating. But Americans, really by and large, are doers, not beers. And we are not naturally inclined to meditate. We want to just do, and we're very busy. So one of the things we focused on is one of the most unpleasant experiences that Americans have, which is being in traffic. And the unpleasant experience is an excellent way to practice mindfulness, because the first thing we want to do is we want to banish the thought. We want to say, you know, we're saying, I am going to be late for work. This is going to ruin my day. And those kinds of thoughts build up and create stress in our lives. But if we can just be there in the present moment and allow ourselves to tolerate that unpleasant experience, we'll realize that our life is a full spectrum of pleasant and unpleasant experiences.
We're talking with Carolyn Flynn, author of The Complete Idiot's Guide to Mindfulness. And Carolyn, is it safe to say that in the book there are various tips or techniques that we could utilize to help deal with these, confrontations that we deal with on a day-to-day basis?
Yeah, it's a very hands-on book. It's, again and again, keeps finding ways to bring you back into the present moment. Jack Kornfield, the Buddhist teacher, talks about your mind being kind of like a little puppy that wants to wander off. We want to seek those wonderful, you know, visions of a future pleasant experience, or we want to wander off and wander away from the unpleasant or painful experiences. Well, you just keep bringing your mind back to the present moment like a little puppy. And so there are a lot of hands-on techniques, and there are a lot of ways to apply it to your life, everything from, as I mentioned, being in traffic, but also mindfully eating, remembering to taste every bite when you're eating and not just rushing through life. It also has applications for relationships.
It also sounds like these exercises could also help you with, like, focus and clarity. I know that a lot of times I'll be at work and there'll be so much going on. It's almost like having attention deficit disorder. There's like 30 things going on at once. My mind's, you know, bouncing all over the place. But with these exercises, it kind of sounds like that would help you kind of hone in, focus, become really clear and concise as what you're trying to achieve, and you know, help you achieve that goal.
I think it does. I think it gives you a clarity. And one of the chapters that we wanted to have in there most definitely was about, can you multitask mindfully, or are the two ideas so diametrically opposed that it's impossible to multitask mindfully? But the reality of the American life is that we multitask, and we are dealing with a million things, and we are very distracted. And so we have some techniques in that chapter about how you can multitask mindfully. And part of it is just bearing witness to the fact that you are pulled in so many different directions. You can say to yourself, thinking now about 1,000 things, multitasking, you know, you're just naming your experience.
The name of the book is The Complete Idiot's Guide to Mindfulness. Carolyn Flynn, do you happen to have a website that people can check out for more information?
Yes, I do. I have www, and you have to have the www. It says www.carolynflynn.com. My name, people like to spell it a whole bunch of different ways, so I'll spell it Carolyn, as in Nancy, F as in Frank, Lyn as in Nancy, N as in Nancy.com.
CarolynFlynn.com. The Complete Idiot's Guide to Mindfulness. Available at Barnes & Noble, Amazon.com, bookstores nationwide?
Yes, it is, and it's also available through my website.
Carolyn Flynn, thank you so much for joining us. We'll be back right after this.